We are here just prior to the start of the Commodity Classic in Nashville. With me is Gary Niemeyer, who is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. And Gary, what are we looking forward to this week?
Cindy, just a whole lot of fun. We have several things going on. You know, we do have a Commodity Classic, and we have over 5,400 people showing up to this. This is the largest by almost 25% that we've ever had. The idea that farmers can come here, see technology, learn from wind sessions, have the opportunity to commiserate with other farmers, and of course what we're doing is developing policy so that we can continue to grow and develop corn markets around the world and corn products.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk during your policy development session about the Farm Bill, right?
There's a Farm Bill coming up?
Maybe.
Just kidding.
Might be.
Absolutely. We have adopted the Aggregate Risk and Revenue Management Program that has been put forth by Senators Brown, Thune, Durbin, and Dick Lugar from Indiana. Hopefully, we're going to move that policy forward because that makes the most sense to us. Obviously, crop insurance is the highest priority item that all corn farmers, but most all crop producers have. And we want to make sure that we maximize the potential for that specific product because there are gaps in the crop insurance program, and the gaps are that when we have multiple years of increased price and decreased price and or yield, there is nothing in a crop insurance program that covers that. That's what would be covered under the Aggregate Risk and Revenue Management Program.
I was just at the National Ethanol Conference last week. John Doggett, your legislative affairs director with NCGA, was there on a panel, and one of the things we talked about was the renewable fuel standard. He made the comment that the RFS may itself be almost more important than the Farm Bill. What do you think about that?
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, and the renewable fuel standard is really what sets the basis for where we are with ethanol, and we've worked very hard to make sure that we have a very good renewable fuel standard bill, and it is a roadmap for our future with ethanol. Obviously, we're almost there because if you look at it, it's 15 billion bushel of corn, 15 billion gallon of ethanol by the year 2015, and we're practically there right now. But yet, it is a roadmap for our future, and we want to make sure we have that. We have stepped back because of deficits of our budget, and we do not have a subsidy in ethanol anymore, BTEC. We do not have an import tariff in ethanol anymore. So the renewable fuel standard is the basis for how we move forward and grow a market.
Now, one of the things we have had this winter, if you can call it that, has probably been the most mild winter on record here. And I drove through Illinois last week and saw a lot of fields already prepared for planting. USDA came out with their first guess, I guess, as far as what they think the corn crop's going to be. They think it's going to be a record. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you I am ready for a record crop. We actually, being from central Illinois, have had some of the worst crops I've ever had, percentage-wise, considering everything. And I think the time is right. I know that coming down here around St. Louis, I saw a guy stirring dust in a field. It's like, oh, no, you shouldn't be doing that. But that's what's going to happen. And, you know, I think the idea was that we'd have 94 million acres of corn planted and roughly above a 14 billion bushel corn crop. One of the things we find ourselves in a concern to most farmers is the volatility of markets, and that is the reason we have to have some of these risk management tools so that we can help through times so we can continue to provide an affordable and an abundant crop for the United States and for everybody that we need to.
Well, another thing, when you mentioned dust, it made me think about regulations and the EPA. And that is probably going to be another big topic of discussion here during your policy session. What can we do to help the administration and the bureaucrats there understand the importance of farming and that you can't be regulated out of business?
You know, quite honestly, and do all respect, Secretary Jackson said that she would not approach the dust situation, and she didn't. And I have to honor her when she said it, and she didn't do it. I think that's great. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have all the officials come out and really see what's going on. And we have offered that opportunity to them to come to our farm. I have personally offered it to Secretary Jackson to come to our farm. And I think that's the only way we're going to do it, is just to show the facts and use science-based knowledge rather than just conjecture.
Well, as you said, we've got a record crowd here this week for the Commodity Classic. What do you think is the mood of the farmers?
Well, I think it's somewhat upbeat. You know, this is we have had fairly good crops. I mean, really, even though I've had a rough time in my own area, we still had the third largest crop of corn on history. Livestock people are making money. Corn producers are making money. Soybean producers. I could go down the list. Everybody is making some money because we have a relatively good situation going on. But that can change, as you well know, in an instant. So that's one of the reasons why we want to pass our aggregate risk and revenue management so that we can give the farmers the protection they need.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.